Railhead.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Page 1. Interstellar Express. 1. Listen. He was running down Harmony when he heard it. Faint at first, but growing clearer, rising above the noises of the streets. Out in the dark, beyond the city, a siren voice was calling, lonely as the song of whales. It was the sound he had been waiting for. The Interstellar Express was thundering down a line from Golden Junction, and singing as it came. He had an excuse to hurry now. He was not running away from a crime anymore, just running to catch a train. Just Zen Starling, a thin brown kid racing down Harmony Street with trouble in his eyes and stolen jewelry in the pocket of his coat, dancing his way through the random gaps that opened and closed in the crowds. The lines of lanterns strung between the old glass buildings lit his face as he looked back, checking for the drone that was hunting him. Who would have thought that the goldsmith would send a drone after him? Zen had come to believe that the merchants of the Ambersai Bazaar didn't much mind being robbed, as long as you didn't steal too often from the same shop. Like maybe they felt a bit of pilfering was a price worth paying for a pitch in the biggest market on the Eastern. Page 2. Branch lines. For as long as anyone could remember, the bazaar had been a happy hunting ground for people like Zen who were young and daring and dishonest, the low heroes of this infinite city. Ambersai was a big moon. The dirty yellow disk of its mother world gazed down upon the busy streets like a watchful eye.